26th of the 12th, 14, Number 5 Field Ambulance. My dear Mammy, a letter from you today. Thanks very much for all your good wishes. The Christmas pudding was a great success, and what we could not eat went to the servants who enjoyed it much. Plum puddings were issued out to the men, and they all had a good fill. Every man had a card from the King and Queen, and today Princess Mary's present. We all got the letter, but the cards were short, so the officers did not get one. More have been applied for, and if I get mine, I will send it to you. Have packed up Princess Mary's present, and am sending it to you when I can get to a post office. It is quite a nice box, and the smoking materials inside are for Steenie and Dick. They are to have these, as they are doing much good work for the country. There was also a pipe, which I am keeping for myself. We have moved again, only a short way from the last place, and are only here temporarily. A letter from Bella, please thank her for all the news and the photos. I enclose some of these, as I want more prints, small. The men are very keen to have copies. We have had 2 days rather hard frost, but now the weather has changed and it has got warmer. Will you please send me a small size bath towel, not one of the big ones, as they are so bulky to carry. Hope you are all quite fit, and with best wishes for the new year. Your affectionate son, A.M. Leek. 29th of the 12th, 14. My dear Mammy, letters received with copies and photos. Thanks much. Enclosed is letter for India. Please stamp and post. No news here at all. Things are very quiet, and we have very few wounded. On Christmas Day, there was an unofficial armistice between one of the Indian regiments and the Germans in front. Smokes and rums were exchanged, and much bonhomie. I believe they are Bavarians in front, and they are said to have no ill will towards us. I'm afraid there is not much chance of meeting Willie. Best love and hoping you're all quite fit. We'll write more later. Your affectionate son, A.M. Leek.